Welcome to Mershman Seed's Cup of Joe. On this episode, Jason Batterson from FMC joins us for a Xyway fungicide discussion.
Hi, this is Joe Mershman. Welcome to Mershman Seed's Cup of Joe. Today we have a very special episode. We have Ben, we have Dylan, and a special guest from FMC. And Jason, would you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of information about FMC and yourself, and we'll go forward from there.
Joe, thank you. Pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity of being here today. So with me and FMC and heading into the third season with that. But industry-wide have been involved, cut my teeth out, starting with retail, working with growers belly-to-belly, working at the farm gate level, and then went into the seed industry for the past 20 years with that. And so it's been good, nice opportunity. And then a couple years ago, FMC came to me and asked about exploring the opportunity of coming to work for them. Thought about it hard, had loved the seed business, the relationships and working with growers and helping them be more profitable. But it kind of hit home to me, and this whole industry went full circle. And from the day when I started in retail, that was the introduction of the glyphosate-tolerant soybean, to now it's about increasing plant health and increasing yields. And while at the same time, Mother Nature continues to change and evolve and challenge us every year with that. So home for me is Bloomfield, Iowa, born and raised with that true Lapland. But also, too, it's presented a nice opportunity for me to stay home and be back on the family farm with that and work with local growers here.
Jason, tell us a little bit about FMC's history.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. And that's one of the things, and didn't realize I even work in retail, knew of FMC, had been around FMC, but actually FMC has been in the business since 1908. And so John Beam, one of the first patents that he developed was the hand pump sprayer. So if we think about that through the years and how far we've come from that hand pump sprayer. But FMC since that time had been in the equipment business, and that's what actually FMC stands for today, is Farm Machinery Corporation with that. But in the early 2000s, they made the decision to be a pure play ag company and invest only in seed chem with that. So no seed, just ag chem with that. So pure play ag, we have no seed ties, but we're also bringing innovation technology to the grower. So not only new chemistries, synthetic and biologicals, but also innovative and new ways to apply those practices.
Well, tell us about some of your products.
Yeah, so one of the first things that really excited me about FMC and the opportunity was the at-plant strategies that they're bringing to the marketplace. And Xyway is the one that had me intrigued the most with that, and was actually probably the catalyst to make me that decision of coming over to FMC and taking a look and what solutions they can provide those customers.
So let's talk about Xyway just a little bit. That's obviously the main reason that we had you, one of the main reasons we wanted you to come over and talk, because there's a lot of steam behind Xyway. There's a lot of grower interest in Xyway. It's a huge question at the end of every year how the Xyway plots turned out. So let's talk about Xyway from like the framework. What is the chemical, and why is it different than any other fungicide that's on the market right now?
Yep. No, awesome. And perfect lead in, Ben, because Xyway brings a lot of things to the table that growers don't normally see with a fungicide investment. But in order to better understand that, we got to get into the chemistry just a little bit and what makes Xyway unique compared to the other actives that are out there in the marketplace. And so one of the graphs that we like to use at FMC is this matrix of when you make that fungicide investment, that I think about it, and I'll never forget some of the first years that I had run around with fungicides, and northern leaf blight was coming out, and growers made the application, and 3 weeks later those lesions were still there, or were coming back. And I had to make the recommendation that, Mr. Grower, you only had 2 to 3 weeks of control, we need to make a second application. That was tough. And so when you look at it, the active ingredient in Xyway is called flyturofol. And so if we think about it, if I'm making a fungicide investment, no different than the seed treatment investment, what are those actives? What am I getting out of that? And the thing that's unique about flyturofol, it's the longest lasting, most systemic molecule in the industry. And so if you look at that graph that's up there, this is a slide that we use a lot of times, but before I can get into all the physical properties and what FMC brings to the table, how do we compare to those other products that are out there, those other molecules that are in the market every day? So if you look at the x-axis there at the bottom, it's how well do I translocate? Once I get into that plant, do I move a little bit or do I move a lot? And the thing that's unique about Flytrofol is the highest systemic there is translocating with that, so it's off the charts. They tell me if that graph was actually put in proportion, that dot at the top right that represents Flytrofol would not be on that chart. And then the other thing is the half-life. How long do I stay in that plant? How long do I remain active? And that's the thing with Flytrofol is that is very stable in the soil, very stable in the plant, and it allows us to give season-long protection inside out from root to tassel. And last,
primary corn, correct, is what you're
primarily corn. But the nice thing is, Joe, is we did start to do some research and studies and a label currently with soybeans in a 2x2 application. And so the early university data coming back from last year, we're seeing about a 5-bushel response in that 2x2 application. And then we're also anticipating additional label with Xyway with our Thrive application systems too as well coming next fall.
So I think we need to back up just a little bit. And we talked about its fungicidal capabilities and how well it translocates in the plant. But what does that mean? Because what we're doing with Xyway is different. What you guys are doing with Xyway is different than a foliar application. Because talk just a little bit about the application of Xyway compared to the application of its counterpart, which would be a foliar, because it's top guard, right?
Yep, top guard, and a good point. And what excites me about Xyway, where it's different, and we think about a fungicide investment, and a lot of times that's foliar control. It's above ground, right? And we're protecting that upper canopy for 2 to 3 weeks. But the thing that's different about Flytrofol and Xyway, especially with the at-plant applications, is when we can get that thing into the plant, it translocates and it moves and it stays systemic. Actually, our marketing team, why we called it Xyway, gets in the xylem of the plant and translocates up and down through that plant. It plants that, or it protects that whole entire plant all season long. And the other thing that to me that is unique about Flytrofol, and we'll get into it later on, and Xyway, and to me it's protecting that third dimension that I call it, that yield, keeping that plant healthy, clear and through the entire grain fill system. And to me it's that third dimension, test weight, kernel depth, and total yield. And ultimately the recommendations, what we all want to see our customers have, as a green plant and a brown husk, right, that dries down naturally. And Xyway gives us that opportunity to extend that grain fill, keep that plant healthier longer later in the life.
Yeah, so what are the labels for application when it comes to getting this on the seed?
Yep. So basically it's in-furrow application, half inch away from the seed, off the seed. So it still can be in-furrow, but a half inch away. The other ways that we can do it is a 2x2 application. We've seen very consistent results from a half inch off the seed in-furrow to a 2x2 application, as far as the Flytrofol uptake has been very similar to as well. Those are the most consistent. And to me, I think about if I'm making that fungicide investment to a grower, the decision why Xyway's got so much momentum, the earlier I can get that into the plant, the better off that I am to protect those diseases regardless of what the year is, whether it be saturated conditions like we're seeing today, or the increased drought tolerance if we get into some adverse conditions. With that, Xyway's been a nice fit for those growers. The other thing that we're seeing with Xyway in those applications, I have seen we're starting to see some nice results. If a guy's not set up with an at-plant application, why drop applications very early in the year? So we're seeing some very nice results with V4, V5 corn with that early applications. And if we think about that wide drop and just dribbling that Flytrofol right in that crown so we can get it into that plant quicker and last longer with that. The other thing is a surface dribble too as well, where we're labeled to apply Xyway on with a surface dribble with the planter.
The main thing with Xyway is you do not want direct contact with the seed.
Exactly. So in 2021, we made a launch with that, and 95% of the time, Xyway worked perfect. We found a couple situations that we can bring things out in the field. We tend to break things, right, you know, with that. And we found some things, and we partnered with those growers, and we learned about it. And the nice thing is with those growers, they wanted to see Zyway work. And we come up with it that at times if proper agitation isn't working, or if we got cool, wet conditions, or we got multiple things in the tank, and we get that higher concentration of flytrophol on that seed, it can delay emergence at times. And so what we've done since then is we've made a recommendation just get a half inch off the seed, rather it be for a furrow jet, Schaefer Why Not splitters. Still can go on in furrow, just avoid direct contact of the seed. And now we've tested that through the 2022 growing season, the 2023, and we're off to the races, and things are working very well.
So if it comes in direct contact with the seed prior to germination, it can cause uneven germination. But anything away from direct contact from the seed, it will be taken in by the roots and off to the races, right?
Off to the races, and we're good to go, but that's exactly right. So,
I don't think you hit on it. The other way, I mean, I guess the last way, you got dribble, you got 2x2, you got half inch off, and the last way is the foaming system too, right?
Yeah. So I was going to, talk about it, and the nice thing, when I think back to John Beam and that hand pump sprayer, one of the nice innovations that we've brought to the table is the Thrive unit, or the 3D. That's picked up a lot of momentum, and I talk to my boys, and I think about, you know, us as an industry, we're challenged to be able to grow more bushels with less, and we've pretty much got above ground figured out, but that next wave is going on. What's going on below the ground? And to me, Zyway's a nice fit. There's other biologics we have. But from a grower standpoint, and I put my grower hat on, I don't want to slow that planter down with starter and nursing and another opportunity to, I got a small window that I got to plant in, and I want to maximize that photosynthesis and get as much in as early as I can. And so what we've done with the Thrive machine is the nice thing is it's a unit that sits on the planter, and with 30 gallon of product, 120 gallon of water, we can plant 300 to 400 acres a day. One fill. The nice thing is no mixing, no agitation. It's all mixed on the fly. And what we've done by that unique and innovation and being able to keep that planter moving, is what we're actually doing is we're injecting air in there. And there's an adjuvant in there, and we're expanding that, a layer of foam, just no different than shaving cream coming out of out of a can. And then what we've done, that's equivalent to 15 gallon of carrier with that foam expansion, if we think about that. And so that's how we're able to use lower volumes, but yet get the consistency in that furrow for those plants.
Well, the exciting thing for me with Zyway is the protection you get in the stock with crown rot. In other words, we talk about the foliar aspects and everything, but you know, at the crown rot starts very early in the year, and you just delay the start, and you got healthier stocks, you got better standing plants in the fall, and you're going to have a better harvest, and of course you're getting more translocation of the nutrients and water up that stock when it's a healthy stock.
No, Joe, and you hit on it, and that's what I'm so adamant about it. And with Zyway, one of the big differentiators compared to a foliar applied fungicide is it is the only product in the industry rated for Fusarium crown rot. Also, too, we're picking up Physoderma with that too, and anthracnosis, and which we all know in this room, a lot of times those diseases set in early on, and there's nothing we can do. No different than sudden death in soybeans, and they were just a mercy of that disease in that environment, and we hope that we can finish off strong. But the thing that excites me the most of about Zyway, and if we look at the data with that and what that's done, that crown rot is a game changer, and it's the only solution provided in the industry. And when I look at the graph, one of the things that we work with a lot of universities, a lot of third parties, and with Zyway, and to bring credibility to the table. But Marty Shilvers did a study, you know, and so it's easy for me to say, hey, boy, it translocates, it lasts a long time. But Marty Shilvers with Michigan State University had talked about what they did is, hey, let's see, is this flytrophol really moving in that plant? Is it really moving that much? And so this was put on at plant in a 2x2 application. But you can see with that is what they did. They did the study. Took the grad student with that. They wanted to do more work than I would. But for each stage of growth, they took that leaf, ground that leaf up, and found out how much flytrophol is in that plant. And the thing that we found with that is that fly trail fall from top to bottom is present. But even to me, the thing that I thought from my crop physiology days with that, if you look at that concentration of that fly trail fall, it's really close to that ear with that. And the other thing, Joe, that to me that's a differentiator in that fungicide investment is that crown rot. And there's times when we look at the yield data and we split it back with Xyway and take a look at it, 25% of the time we're bringing a 20 bushel or more increase with Xyway. And my speculation is that those are the areas where we're having crown rots at with that, and those are significant numbers if we look at a normal fungicide application.
We think about it from a seed side, you know, every seed company's got these more racehorse type hybrids, you know, and typically they got poor stocks. And we were just thinking, well, if you use Xyway on those types of products, you know, you're going to prevent that crown rot, and you're going to get a better stock, and then you're going to take advantage of that genetic yield potential with those hybrids that tend to have poor stocks. Would that be fair to say, Ben?
I would absolutely say that from the different hybrid standpoint. And there's products out there that, you know, there's recommendations, I don't care whose book it's in, it's harvest this product on time, you know, may not have as good of summer roots and things of that nature.
Yeah, the seed company's way of saying this thing's going to fall down if you don't get it out of the field right away, but it's going to have a lot of yield.
Right. And I think a product like Xyway will help with the summer roots, because you're definitely having a healthier stalk and root system. It's going to be helping with that late season intactness for sure.
And that's one of the things we looked at. We go, gosh, you know, we got these certain hybrids out there that are really good yielders, but just really have bad roots and bad stock. And Xyway seems to make a difference, big difference.
Yep. And in full disclosure, we ran Xyway 2x2 last year. We had some of the highest yielding corn off of our West Point test plot that we had here. And that's one of the reasons that we kind of wanted to bring Jason in and talk a little bit more about it, because firsthand knowledge, we didn't leave any checks or strips. We should have, but we didn't. And I would give Xyway some of the credit to what we were seeing, because it was probably the healthiest plot we've harvested off of that field in the past 6-7 years that we've done it.
So. Yeah, it's definitely, the plants were very green, very good stock. So definitely was a game changer for us, and made all our hybrids look really good.
That's absolutely correct.
So like when you're out scouting and checking fields, what do you recommend to do to see if you have problems? Because it seems like some guys say, oh, everything looks good when they're out there. But when you really dive into it, what do you recommend to really truly see if you've got crown rot or another disease?
Yeah, to me it's those late season tests. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times it's late in the year. You know, and I've been guilty of it. Boy, I get through pollination, do the kernel count, think, boys, we're off to the races and we're in good shape. And then all of a sudden, you know, you go back out there about state fair time and start peeling back the husks, and we just don't got the kernel depth, so we don't got the fill, you know. And PMD, some people call PMD or premature death, and it just shut down a little earlier, and we just didn't extend that fill out long enough. The other thing is splitting those stocks, and Joe, you nailed it too as well. That's the other thing that we're seeing is increased stock diameter. You know, we talk about the 8 physiological effects, that the more that we're learning about Xyway, increased root masses, increased nutrient takes, and increased drought tolerance too as well with that. And one of the common themes that I'm hearing from the growers is my corn's just still laying out there while my neighbors are rolled up. And so we've done some work with the University of Tennessee, and we're seeing increased water infiltration, utilization. And if I think about it, it's that Xyway early on in building that xylem, that vascular tissue in that pipe, and to be able to no matter what Mother Nature throws at us, whether it's a late windstorm or a late season drought, to be able to protect that crop and maximize that genetic investment, regardless of what the year's bringing. But I'd really challenge, you know, the late season, you know, during that grain fill, getting back in there and digging up those roots, splitting those grounds, looking at that stocks and seeing. But it's one of those that I'm glad to hear that Joe and I'm as adamant about Fusarium crown rot. And if we think about soybeans, and the thing that I get people to maybe step back and think is in beans, we've been, if we think about sudden death, it's a fusarium, right? And it's soil borne, and it's there, and we know what we've been doing for beans. We've been genetic selection through seed treatments, would have been able to control that. But where I ask guys and get guys to step back and think about, what are we doing for corn? is that same fusarium working on our corn plants? And because to me and some agronomists, we've even had discussions of, even though sudden death isn't present or not showing symptomologies, is it still dinging us on yield just a little bit? And that fusarium crown rot, is it's out there. And I also think about red root rot, and we're starting to hear more about that in soybeans. And so where I think a nice opportunity is, you know, being able to attack what's going on below the ground with Zywe.
Jason, if a farmer wanted to go from planting to harvest, you know, a complete fungicidal package, including taking care of tar spot, you know, what's the exact recommendation with Zywe?
No, Joe, good call. I mean, that's one of the things, as I talk in the chatter in the industry, is tar spot. You know, we've talked about it as an industry for 3 or 4 years here locally. We've seen it. We've seen the inoculum present, but we just haven't had that disease triangle completed with that right environment. And so tar spot, the thing that I like about Zywe, what it gives us the opportunity to, if we think about a further fungicide application, it gives us about 3 weeks of control, 2 to 3 weeks. But the thing about Zywe is, and when we think about tar spot, we're protecting that whole entire canopy from top to bottom. And so if we think about tar spot and inoculum, a lot of times it's starting on the ground, not above ground, and it's working its way up that canopy. And so we're stopping that. But I'll be the first one to admit, when we look at tar spot, and if we get that disease triangle lined up the way that it potentially could with that, Zywe probably won't be quite enough to get us through the entire season. But the thing that I do like about Zywe, it's going to get us through that R1, R2 time frame, that we can make a better management decision in the fact that, do I have a susceptible hybrid? Is the stars lining up? Does the long range forecast look like it's going to be cool and wet? Then let's go ahead and make a second application of a fungicide to be able to finish the season off. So it'll get us up to that third quarter, and 90% of the time we have years, arid years like we've had the past couple of years, Zywe is going to take us through. But if we happen to get one of those cool, wet growing seasons, long extended grain fields like they've had in northern Illinois and in Wisconsin, and then this year they actually had a lot of tar spot in Kansas. If we think about those early rains that came up in June and July, and they had a hard time harvesting wheat, but we've got a lot of university data out of Kansas, out of Michigan, but it is showing that the best control of tar spot is an at-plant application of Zywe, followed by a foliar application at an R2 or an R3 time frame under those extreme conditions of tar spot.
And that's one of the nice things about it too, because I think it gives you the flexibility of being able to work around Mother Nature. Because, you know, you may get rain for a week and a half. The tar spot may have started. I may have a little bit of history where this has happened with our own farm in the past, that, you know, we saw the tar spot, we couldn't get in, rain for 2 weeks, and then we had a disaster that we couldn't get back in ahead of. I think a product like Zywe is going to get you through that tassel time frame, like what you were talking about.
Oh, it is. And if we think about that time frame, a lot of variables, right? We're lining up aerial applicators, hoping that Mother Nature works with us. And the thing that I like about Zywe is, once that planter makes the pass, it's in that plant, and it's there, and it's working for us. And so regardless of the weather, and for us, is we've got that built in for us. And then the other thing of it is it's buying us more time. We're not at an R1 application. We've got 2 to 3 weeks more time to make that final decision. Do we need to make it? And the other thing that I'm worried about, what happens if we do have a bad tar spot year? A lot of these applicators are having a hard time keeping up with one pass, let alone two passes. And so the nice thing with Zywe, you're already protected and buying yourself some time so that second pass can happen if we need it.
Yep. It's a better time frame, in my opinion anyway, to get you to the end of the season. I mean, you really don't want a VT application unless you have to have it. The better timed for the kernel fill standpoint, I guess, would you agree that the better time frame for that fungicide application, whether it be from lowering ethylene levels or stress levels in the plant to get that more kernel fill, there's no product on the market that will last that long. So an R2, R3 time frame is actually the better time frame plant health benefit time frame anyway, right?
No, you nailed it, Ben. And that's the thing is, for me, a crop physiology standpoint, didn't realize, but you think, boy, I pollinated, we got the kernels, we're good. we've got a long ways to go. And 25% of that yield could be made or lost from that point forward. And 25% on 200 or 220 or 180, that's a big number that we can pick up or lose. And so with that, but if we're planting these modern hybrids, they're extending their grain fill. We're not getting more yield by putting on bigger ears or putting on more kernel lengths or long or putting on more ears per plant. It's through that third dimension, kernel depth, test weight, and total weight. And later we can get that plant and extend that grain fill, the more opportunities that we have to maximize that yield potential.
So with as we got through harvest, what are guys seeing on the yield monitors with Zyway? And then to furthermore, kind of what's your grower retention that people are coming back with?
Yep. No, good question, and it's been fun. No different than you here, and we've all been there. Occasionally, there's a hybrid or variety that comes along that makes you a lot of friends and makes you look really smart, right? You know, and it feels good, and I've been on both sides of those. But Zyway is to me, a product, a differentiator that's very similar, and the retention has been extremely high with that. If we look at Zyway, sales continue to grow year in and year out. But the other thing is you see it as it's growers talking to growers, and it's word of mouth that is how Zyway's traveling. It's not through a big marketing budget that FMC is putting out there, but it's actually the product is doing extremely well. So that's been fun, and it's not very often that we make the investment, but guys, and like Joe, like you guys had mentioned, you've seen the corn, but we're just seeing bigger, healthier, greener plants that are lasting deeper into the season with that. And I had a conversation with a grower the other day, and he made the comment that an aerial applicator that had normally flown over his fields and normally sprays fungicides, but this year he used Zyway for the first time, and he asked him, he says, "What are you doing different?" He says, "What do you mean?" But he says, "Your plants are greener than everybody else's. What's going on?" And so it's neat to be able to see that, you know, a product like that come to the marketplace. But when I look at the mega trends or the mega, you know, to me, it's guy can pick out this one location or that location, but if we look at the multi-year location that we bring through FMC, on average we're bringing 9.7 bushel with that, with an 85% win rate. And we think about an 85% win rate, we all know that that's pretty good, right? You know, 50, we're starting to have something, and 85%, that's a game changer, you know, with that. But the other one that really excites me, and I think for our geography where we live at, the footprint for where your growers and dealers reside, to me is that crown rot piece. And if we look at it, 20% of the time we're bringing 20 bushel or more to the table. That's a big number. One out of four fields. And to be able to bring that type of response, that's unprecedented in a fungicide application, that we're really excited to be able to bring that product to the marketplace and expand it, that launch. And the other thing that excites me, and you know, we think about it, is grower retention, you know, and are those people coming back year in and year out, and are they staying hitched with that product? And that's one thing that we see with grower retention. We're very high. We're close to 85% to 90% with that, and that's pretty good with that. And the other thing of it is that's more important is those growers. A lot of those growers are talking to other growers, and it continues to expand, and the market share of Zyway continues to expand its footprint.
And don't you think that 25% of the time that you're getting the 20 bushel advantage, don't you think that has to do with you're keeping the plant clean from the beginning? Once we see disease set up, it's already too late, right?
I agree, and that's kind of the livestock side of me comes out at times, you know, and to me it's from a cow-calf production standpoint, and I tell the boys, you know, if you see something sick, we got to get on top of it quick, right? And the longer we go, that calf still may have four legs and still be breathing, but he's not in the first cut, right? And the longer we allow that disease to set in there and work on that plant and use rescue treatments, just not a good practice, and being proactive and not reactive and getting ahead of the disease is key.
Yep. So with all of this really interesting stuff that we've talked about, what does supply look like for this coming growing season? I know we're getting down to the ninth hour here. What does supply look like? And what are some of the other products that kind of work in the same way that the Zyway does in the portfolio, but are attacking different things like insects and other pests that we fight?
Sure, Ben. Yep. So things are good. Compared to when I first started, supply was tight, right, during COVID and in the past couple of years. years, industry-wide, we've ramped things up. And so Xyway supply, you know, we're sitting in a very good spot there and should be able to fulfill any late season needs with that as we progress towards planning. And then the other thing that I think about, what excites me is FMC, rather be back in the capture days, but we've always been that at-plant strategy and being able to protect that furrow and maximize yield potential. But Xyway is just one of the products, and hopefully, you know, later on, maybe I can get some opportunities to come back and have a second cup of Joe with things. But some of the things that I see, we're also looking at synthetic chemistries, but also, too, we've got some new biologicals, too, as well. And one of those is Ethos. And so if we think about it, to me, it's like a different mode of action, and to be able to colonize with those roots and act as a biostimulant and also, too, a biopesticidal, bionemicidal activity. We've got several products in that place, Avotigen, Zeronar, and Ethos. And then also, too, if we look towards that standard rootworm protection, you know, and trying to extend those traits or with that capture has been a standby for us and bifenthrin that can be applied to as well. So we look forward to our current offering and our future offerings, too, as well with that in-furrow space.
A lot of really interesting and really fun things going on at FMC.
For more information on FMC products, go to fmc.com. There's also some of the trials and yield data put on site on that website. And any other questions or retailers that you need to get a hold of, all that information is there.
Yep. And if you have any questions directly, you can get a hold of me. And if you're in the Southeast Iowa, Northeast Missouri range, that's kind of your territory that you cover, we can get you in touch with Jason. Joe, you want to take us out?
Yeah, I'll take you out. Jason, I hate to tell you this, but we're going to tell some corny jokes. And, you know, the history of the corny joke is we believe that it was invented in the Midwest. And there was a seed company that used to publish a garden seed guide. And it was so boring that they put a corny joke on each page to get the customers, potential customers, to turn the page. So we do the same thing. We tell a corny joke at the end, hopefully, at least stay to the end to listen to the corny joke. So, but I think this episode's probably kept them very, very engaged. So anyhow, I always ask for help, and once in a while I get it. And this is coming from my friend Ray. He sent it to me actually this morning, and here it goes. The first grade teacher read the story of Chicken Little to her class. And so Chicken Little went up to the farmer and said, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." The teacher paused, then asked the class, "And what do you think the farmer said?" A little girl raised her hand excitedly and said, "Holy moly, a talking chicken." See, a farmer's always looking at the opportunities, you know? So anyhow, thanks for watching today. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We sincerely appreciate your business. We hope your family is healthy and safe. We'll see you next week.